Okay. I'm at the London Edu Startup, and I'm talking to the zookeeper team who've come along with a pitch. And I think Oliver's here, Oliver Quinlan, has been sucked in, and Paul and Simon and
Buzz.
Simon. Two Simons. And can I ask you sort of where you've got to so far in the whole pitch and the process?
Well, Paul and Simon came with a really creative idea that they'd already developed, didn't you? And been using in schools as well, with really strong branding and stuff. So I guess what we've sort of been trying to do is to take it from quite a simple idea that's maybe a little bit sort of web one, and inject some social stuff into it to make it. Because what I thought was, what really attracted me to this was their idea of user-generated content for kids. So all the content comes from kids. They're bouncing off each other. It's very sort of child-centered and so on. So we're trying to inject that social element into it, I think.
Yeah, I was. This weekend for me has been absolutely amazing because we've managed to take the project and further it an incredible amount. I mean, we've come up with a whole new concept for a partner website, in a way, and a new model for how to market this and sell it to the wider community. So, yeah, no, it's been a great weekend for me personally so far.
So can I ask you? I mean, did you get a lot of expertise or input from people who have the marketing side or the other side in the team, or have you sort of used that from people? Did you have input of expertise you never had before from people?
It's interesting because we're kind of a very education-focused team, aren't we? We haven't got a developer on the team. We've got several education people. We've got a designer, and we've got two business people who are giving us that. So... Okay, so we were kind of coming at it really from the learning point of view and the business point of view, and then the technical stuff. But they already had technical stuff had been achieved, so that was quite.
You know. So who's responsible? Are you responsible for the business? Are you a business input?
We're actually all working on it. I think what was actually very fortunate is the team managed to leverage on other technical resources. So we managed to build an additional feature for the website, so over the weekend. So I guess it's also in terms of the model, how eventually that we kind of work with, at least we adhere to how the model was, that, you know, we managed to also adhere something that's technical in addition to business as well.
So you've actually leveraged technical stuff this weekend as well already?
Already, yes, because we have a new feature that was built and it's available now. We just have to incorporate it into the slides. I mean, it is a bit... I mean, we know that for 54 hours it will be a bit of a hack, but it's definitely at least a feature that we can push out to try.
So is this generally from everyone feeding in, or just specific people on your team? That's what I'm trying to get to here in terms of how the process is working.
We've had lots of the mentors come and really help us out from really different angles, haven't we? Like yesterday, Dawn, from a very creative angle, which is interesting because that's kind of where we're coming from anyway, creative educationalists. But because she was outside of the process and has a lot of experience, came in and just gave us a great marketing angle, didn't she, to make our content of the website work in a marketing way and be really integrated together. Instead of saying, we've got this great thing, how are we going to sell it? It all works together. But we've also had some good advice from some of the very business-focused people who've asked us some really hard questions and not let up and made us come up with the answers for them.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, coming with the idea, I'd never really... There's a lot of things that have been raised this weekend from mentors and from people within the team that I'd never have thought of if I hadn't come here. So, yeah, it's just been incredibly valuable experience.
Thank you so much. Thank you.